Blog Talk Radio.
So today, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you pour out your fire on us. Pour out your spirit on us. Yeah.
Bye.
So today we'll all be asked, oh God, that you pour out your fire on us. Pour out your spirit on us. Yeah.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Thank you. the King of Glory shall come in. It seems to be the pattern that the Spirit moves, and then the Word comes. The Spirit introduces the Word. We're just going to raise this alarm, announcing that the King of Glory is here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye ancient doors. Lift
Genesis. There was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim. And we welcome Him here. Spirit of the Lord, come and fill this temple. Fill this place. When we say this place, it's not just the physical atmosphere. This temple. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Blast, wind, and breath of God. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Fill this place. Odala bara shaila. Can you take just 20 seconds and speak in his language tonight? We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed.
Come on. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He is awesome. He's good. He's great. There is no one like Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your name, Jesus. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ and all that he's done for me, hallelujah. All I can say, thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you send your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you should not perish, but have eternal life. Lord, we believe in you. We trust in your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we surrender our lives to you. We ask you, Almighty God, to have your way in our lives. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way in our lives. We surrender completely and totally to the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. Now, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Father, I pray for mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy for Crystal. Mercy for Al Ricky. Mercy for Tina, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for Mandika. Mercy, O God, for Kabari. Mercy for Makari, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy for Christian. Mercy for CJ. In the name of Jesus, I pray for mercy, O God. For Joshua, for Zechariah, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, for Shamar, mercy, O God. We pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Al and Nikki, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy for Ricky and Shay, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy for Crystal. Mercy for Tina and Michael. Mercy, O God. Mercy for my husband, O God. Have mercy upon Apostle Boyu, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of the things that we've done and is not pleasing to you. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Father, we pray for your mercy. Father God, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Jesus. Mercy. Forgive thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Mercy, Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. The blood of Jesus. We shook our spirit, souls, and bodies. In the blood of Jesus, we shook their service. In the blood of Jesus, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. Father God, we shook our spirit, our souls, our minds. In the blood of Jesus, let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. The blood of Jesus that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never lose its power. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. We took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We took this service in the blood of Jesus. We took our environment in the blood of Jesus. We took our homes in the blood of Jesus. We took our children in the blood of Jesus. We took our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We took our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. This day, the blood of Jesus. Father God, does the blood of Jesus cancel every evil plan, every satanic agenda against our lives, against our destinies. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cancel every plan the enemy has against our spouses, against our children and grandchildren. We cancel to the blood of Jesus, the resurrection power is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose our lives. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Oh, Father, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Oh, Father God, let us be empty of ourselves. Empty us of ourselves. Let the fire of God uproot everything in us that is not of you, oh God. Uproot those things that are causing us to stumble and fall. We want to be like you, Jesus. Our desire is to be like you. In the name of Jesus, we want to do your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, our desire is to be like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. So Holy Spirit, help us. Help us. You are our comforter. You are our guide. You are our teacher. Help us to be more like Jesus. Jesus, we love you. From the bottom of my heart, I say, Jesus, I know about me, but I don't know about others. And so from the bottom of my heart, to the depths of I love you, I thank you, Jesus. Even while I was yet a sinner, you died on the cross. Oh, God, more than 2,000 years ago, I was not even physically here. But you paid the price for generations yet unborn. What a mighty God. In the name of Jesus, even Lord, when I was yet a sinner in the world, you still release your mercy for me, upon my children, upon us, oh, God. And I'm sure every one of us here, even when we were in our sin, you still released mercy. So, Father, we thank you. Father, this morning we ask you, Lord, for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but, Lord, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh anointing. Power us. Release your fresh oil upon us in the name of Jesus. Release your fresh oil upon us in the name of Jesus. The fresh oil, the fresh anointing. Empower us with your anointing. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Not the anointing from last night. A fresh oil for this day. Let us do your will in the name of Jesus. Empower us to bring the word. Empower us, oh God, to reach lost souls for your kingdom. Empower us to do the right thing. Empower us to walk in truth. Oh God, we need you. Empower us. Activate the gifts and the talents in us. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Father God, this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We ask you this morning to send your holy angels to us to be with us and to guide us and protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels be with us. Let your holy angels guide us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, do your biddings. The holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, the holy angels that are assigned to this service, the holy angels, oh God, Father God, let your perfect will be done here in the name of Jesus. And Father God, your holy angels are assigned to us as individuals to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, your word says you make your ministers, oh God, flaming fire. Make us your ministers, your flaming fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the light of Christ shine in us, that others may see and glorify your name. And not only see, but let the light shine that is this candle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and light the light in others. Because you lit us, oh God, and it's you who said, go into the world and win souls. Father God, let us not be concerned with earthly things, but be concerned with heavenly things, because only what we do for you, Lord, will last. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word stands. So let us realize the most important thing is doing your will. Like Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, my will for thy will be done. Even though, Lord, sometimes it's so difficult, but because you are with us, because we want to be obedient, Lord, it gets easier, easier. I prefer to spend. I want to spend when I leave this earth. I want to spend my days, eternity in heaven with you in your kingdom. Father, I prefer to do your will. My choice is to do your will. My choice is to follow after you and not follow after man. My choice, oh God, is for you. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, from the depths of their heart, not just lip service, and our choice is to follow you. I have decided to follow you, Jesus. Even after I take my last breath, your holy angels will be there to take me home. So, Lord, let me finish. Do all that you have empowered me to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, my children, my grandchildren, generations yet unborn fulfill their divine purpose and destiny. Father, I believe in you. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for signs and wonders. Thank you for provision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, remove every contamination in the name of Jesus from in my life. And let me see, open my eyes to see. Men walk in darkness. But Lord, open our spiritual eyes to the truth to see what in our lives that are hindering us from walking in that fullness. And we say, let this day be a day of new beginnings. So Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, make us invisible to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, let the enemy not see us. Hide us in your secret place. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. And Lord, those who seek to inquire, there are so many people who want to inquire, who is this, who is that? Keep us covered. Keep us hidden under your bosom, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we hide in the secret place of the Most High. We hide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, O Father, we love you. Every secret plan of the enemy against our lives and destiny, we cancel through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. So, Father, as we move into this day, Father God, we ask you, O God, that every word you have spoken will surely come to pass. Your word, O God, in our lives. Lord, other word. Father God, your word is above every word. So, Lord, we trust you. We have faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us in the name of Jesus. We're looking at Genesis 27, 28. And the Lord had me to go a little bit backwards this morning to Genesis 25 for you to see something that the Lord had woke up a long time ago. And the Lord had me go through some of these scriptures this morning. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but this is very important and this is very pivotal to your destiny, to God's plans and purpose for your life. God will not wake us up for no reason. Amen? In the name of Jesus, when he does these things, there's a way, he has a reason why he does it. Okay, so this is so pivotal. Nothing in God's word we can take for granted. We can't take some to please us and say ones that suit us and we leave the others. You know, we walk in the truth. We need to walk in the truth. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Father, as I bring his word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, O God. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, O God. In the name of Jesus, let me not speak in human wisdom, but in the wisdom, godly wisdom that comes from you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, open our ears and let us hear the word in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We bless you for the word. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen. Genesis 25, and we're going to look at verse 20. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, son of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebecca, his wife, conceived. She got pregnant. And the children struggled in her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the children struggled within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. And they called him Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took full on Esau's heel, called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Hallelujah. So, you know, Isaac was what? 60 years old when he had Esau and Jacob. Rebecca was 40. So Isaac was 20 years older than Rebecca. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the few, and Jacob was a plain man, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of venison, but Rebecca loved Jacob. Hallelujah. One of the things I want you to know before we even go further, I want you to see that the two nations, Rebecca is pregnant. These two nations, the two boys are struggling. That means the pregnancy is rough. And maybe her stomach is much bigger than normal. Don't forget, this woman is 40 years old. Hallelujah. As we know, 40 years old to have a child is a lot of little complications. But when God gives you a pregnancy, just forget, everything will be fine, but just the bigness. So she's wondering, why is all this thing happening? And she inquired. She asked, and God tells her about these two children. She knows what about both of them. As the story goes, she loves Jacob, and the father loves Esau. Don't forget, Esau is the firstborn. If you take time and read the Bible, all these things are connected. The firstborn, the first fruit of the womb. You should know the first fruit of the womb goes to the Lord. But you see what God is saying? God is saying the second son, God is saying that Esau will serve Jacob. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to know one of the things is the word of God stands. What God says will be. Amen. What he says will be. But when we look at Genesis, we go further again. We come back to Genesis 27. We know that Rebecca is trying to speed up the word of God and manipulate the word of God. I'm saying this to everyone this morning, including myself. And I always tell people that. And I think I had a conversation with someone the other day. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. Let's look at, I want to say something to someone this morning, including myself. Amen. So let's look at Isaiah. When I think it's Isaiah 55. I want you to take a look at it. Because God's talking about his promises. for his promises are yes and amen. We want to know how he will do it, when he will do it. No. He said in Isaiah 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. How can we even compare our way? Oh, I think God will do this. God will do that. No. God is holy. God is righteous. First of all, our righteousness is as filthy as red. We mustn't even come into that. The only reason God looks at us is through the eyes of Jesus Christ. We got to tell God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. And that's why we love us. He said it's going to be God's son. Because we believe in him, we will not perish but have eternal life. He cannot look at us. We cannot make it because he's holy, he's righteous. We're filthy rags. But through Jesus, we become holy, we become righteous, we become perfect. So if God is going to look at me this morning, he's looking at me through Jesus. Jesus is standing. And that's how he looks at me. That's why Jesus is the mediator. Jesus is the intercessor. Jesus is the one who goes to the Father. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. You cannot come to God without Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we're walking around thinking we are dead, we're nothing without Jesus. Hallelujah. If we got so much pride, forget it. Now God hates the pride for man. That's why we always pray in this prayer, like, uproot things in us that is not of God. God ways are not. That's why I tell people, stop putting God in a box. Stop telling people, so do put him in a body. He is God. Look at the sun, the moon, the stars. He created the universe. Just for you to look, you don't even have to look further. Just look in your house. Just look wherever you are this morning. If I just look, I'm sitting in my living room. I just to look in my living room. Everything is God. What I'm saying to you, even if you have plastic. God gave the idea of all these things. He is the creator. There's no one. He is the creator. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to reference it. We long time ago, the people could not even say the name God. They had to bow down referencing him. My brothers and sisters, we shouldn't put ourselves, never hear me out. I don't care whether you raise the dead. I don't care whether you know the Bible, scripture, backward, forward, inside, out. Don't you ever in your lifetime compare yourself to God. If he's using you, he's using you for his glory, not for your glory. You are a vessel. I am a vessel being used. So we need to keep ourselves in that spirit of humility. Without Jesus, forget it. What? My ways. First, before he even said that, he goes to say in verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. You see? So just verse 8, verse 55. Let's look at 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts, these negative thoughts, Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So God gives us chances. Hallelujah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. So what am I saying to you? Rebecca, praying God. That's because the prophetic word, who told her that God cannot do these things? Well, but his prophetic word said, who told you if God has promised you these things? Who told you that it can't come to pass? Who told you the person is lying? God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's. Look, stop walking because you. What you're doing, you're limiting yourself. You're limiting yourself. You're limiting yourself. You're limiting yourself. Oh, Apostle, I don't know what will happen to my child. I thought so hard on him and this and that. You just submit and pray. Leave that child to God. Pray. God got a way of your God created your child. God got a way to reach your child. He created him. He knows everything. Okay, the person who created, he don't know. He knows everything. He is an all-knowing God. So God has a way. But my child is supposed to do. Don't worry about it. Just keep praying and keep believing. Keep believing. Keep praying and keep praising. But it will surely come to pass. God promises are yes and amen. Okay, what are your child doing? Just doing that. What God says will be, will be. Who listen to man? Man will destroy you. So what I want you, keep your eyes on his promises and just begin to tell you thank you. Lord, I do know, but I say thank you. I don't understand. Now I don't know. I know you will do it. I don't know how you will do it, but in the meantime, I praise you. I worship you. I tell you, thank you in advance. That's how I do. You begin to say thank you. Let me tell you, when you go to your friends and you tell your friends, oh, I'm not saying it bad. Your friends are bad or my friends are bad, but this is their thoughts are limited. They only can tell you based on what they experience. They're not God. So it's I don't think that working for God because it's impossible. You, that's why it's not good to tell people things. You just keep that prayer or the prophetic word spoken over your life in the name of Jesus. Because look what Rebecca did. It was a friction. When we try to play God in people's lives or in our own lives, there's a lot of friction. We do not want to do that. We don't want to show favoritism for our children. If God say, and one of your children will be minister, he only have heard the prophetic word from one of your children. You got 10, and God said one, then you show all the favoritism to one, or one will be a millionaire, and you show everything to that, or one look like you, so you show all the favoritism, or one act like you, so you, no, we can't do that. We can't play God. And I always thought, and I just thought it to a member of the prayer line. I remember when I was about to marry Apostle Boyu. You know, people come and say things where they don't know. Nobody knew my background, my history with Apostle Boyu's family, his mother and my mother, very close friend. Nobody knew. How can the prayer line know those things? They didn't know it. But because I had made a mistake running ahead and marrying somebody else instead of waiting and listening to a prophetic word, some of the people in the prayer line came and told me, oh, no, the Lord said, do marry this, do this, do that. There's a whole lot of talk, anger. Why? Anger was going on. In it is anger. Apostle married this, gossip, anger. Some of the people even told me what was happening. Gossip, anger. It's even if you felt something, it's my life, it's my decision. So even if I fall, who is between me and God, you won't take the fault for it. It's me. Just as a brother, there was so much going on. Oh, so she made a mistake, and this may happen, and that may happen. And all kinds of stuff people said. But I heard the voice of the Lord. As people were saying, like, Apostle was a stranger to me. They didn't even know that this is somebody I grew up with as a child. That our parents were close. They didn't even know that. But there was so much. And if I had followed the tradition of man, I didn't even listen because God told me what would happen. I didn't listen to that. Yes, just because I made a mistake before, you think I will make a mistake again? Oh, God, I heard the Lord. And that's what the Lord said, keep, do say a word. Do say a word. Because if you really knew my family and you, you wouldn't even say anything. But because of the mistake, the gossip, the stuff, but I heard, I'm saying this. That's what the Chester said, we listen to the voice of God, Almighty God. If you, my sheep hear his voice. You see, if I had listened to his voice before, I wouldn't even have made a mistake instead of listening to some false prophet lying to me. I should have listened, keep my ears in tune and listen to his voice. And this time I listened to his voice. One ways are not man's way. If I had not got it back, I have one of the best husbands in the world. What will happen? What can the prayer, what will happen? If I listen, the people who are talking not even hear on the prayer line anymore. They're gone. What am I saying to you? You better listen. Your cause, when God tells you to do something, it will not be the popular way. It's not the popular way. It's not traditional. Okay? Just pray. And if you made a mistake, even when I made a mistake, he still picked me up. Because I said, Lord, I'm doing this choice. I don't believe, this thing is, it doesn't sound right when this prophet just is saying. I said, Lord, you got to help me with this decision. And what he did, he picked me up and he allowed that to happen so it can be a testimony to others so they can follow that same path, walk on his ways. God's way is not a popular way. Please. Amen. Please, my sisters and brothers, many of you have dreams and visions and different things. Just pray. His promises are yes and amen. And the way it will come to pass for you and your children is different. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, there are people right here on this in this service that you've promised so much. And Lord, I know it will surely come to pass in their lives. Though the vision may tarry, but it will surely come to pass. Father God, even right now in this service, there's someone right now that your hands are overflowing with money. You don't even realize it. Apostle, what are you talking about? I don't have nothing in my account. I just got $15. I just got $5. I just got $10. Apostle, I don't know what, if I tell you, you said, no, Apostle, what is she coming from? I see your hands. And when I see your hands, you might not know what's in your hands. Your hands are so blessed. Your hands are overflowing. Well, money, everything you touch is blessed. The thing is, you need to keep your focus. God said, keep your focus. Do look left and do look right. Because God has given you, you have the anointing of Joseph in your hands. Apostle, what do you mean? The double anointing. You have business anointing in your hands. If you could focus, overnight you will become a millionaire if you could keep your focus. Your hands are full. Your hands are blessed. God has blessed you with generational wealth to go from one generation to the next generation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, if you're here on the line and you know it is you, you don't even have to, you don't need to call me. I mean, you don't need to tell me. Open your hands and let us pray over your hands. And those that are here, if you feel as you, you know what God releases, you can receive you yourself. But make sure if you got to open both hands, and or your right hand, or both hands. Hallelujah. Let's anoint our hands. God is blessing. Anoint your hands with oil. I'm getting ready to anoint my hands. If you got oil, right now, anoint your hands with oil. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I hope you can hear me. If you are on the radio, you can hear me. Press 1 so I can know that you can hear me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the ones on the prayer line, I don't know, but the ones on the radio, if you are on the prayer line, just text me and say, I can hear you. Because I want to make sure everybody is blessed. Your ears are blessed. God is prospering you in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you have given me this word, oh God. Father God, in the name, I release this word to your children. In the name of Jesus, almighty God, the wealth is in their hands, generational wealth. So I overflow from one generation to the next generation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, a generation yet unborn, oh God, their hands. Father God, even as they turn their hands, oh God, I see wealth, oh God. I see creative ideas, oh God, from one generation to the next generation. I see real estate, oh God, from one generation to the next generation. I see businesses, oh God, from one generation to the next generation. Oh God, Father, breathe on each hand. Refresh the hair, any mess on those hands. Well, remove those mess from the hands. Wash those hands in the blood of Jesus. Let those hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. Let those hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. Let those hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. Let those hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. And Father God, we anoint our hands. Now anoint the hands for healing. Father God, when they lay hands on the sick, let the sick get well. We anoint those hands. Everything that touch will be blessed. Father God, not only for financial wealth, but everywhere, prosperity. In the name of Jesus, that means, oh God, even if the self don't care, it will be an overflow. Even if the self care is an overflow. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray that all doors whose ears are open. God, did he bless you to be selfish? He blessed you to be a blessing to his church, to spread the gospel. Hallelujah. If you're receiving this, you better be ready to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So souls will be saved. And I hear the Lord said, wealth of wisdom. Can somebody, your mind be just a scatter mind? Scatter. You want to do 10,000 things or one thing? No, you can do it, but you just got to focus on each thing and carefully go through it because God is a detailed God. Amen? And you are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your grandchildren are blessed. Your household is blessed. Everyone, in the name of Jesus, we receive these blessings. I receive it for myself, for my husband, for my children, grandchildren, great generation, yet above wealth with wisdom. Wealth with wisdom. Godly wisdom from God. Godly wisdom. Anointed wisdom. Wealth. Anointed wealth. Anointed wisdom. Fruitfulness. Multiply in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Bless you. Let me just do a quick prayer before you leave. This I always do it because I wonder. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, bless them in a special way. Bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.